Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and let others obsess on the horse race. We've got issues. It's our election series, 30 issues in 30 days, an issue a day for 30 straight days on the show. Today, issue 11, the size of government in the New Jersey Senate race. This is the special election next Wednesday. Yes, a Wednesday election, not Tuesday. That's October 16th, next week, to succeed the late Frank Lautenberg, Newark Mayor Cory Booker versus former Bogota Mayor Steve Lonergan. They held a debate that aired on Channel 7 yesterday, and a big thread that ran through the entire hour was the size of government. Lonergan is a Tea Partier, former head of the Koch brothers-funded group Americans for Prosperity in New Jersey, doesn't shrink from the label, calls himself a radical. Booker kept bringing up how far Lonergan would go. No Medicare or Medicaid. No Pell Grants or subsidized student loans. Abolish the Department of Education. No Sandy relief for New Jersey, even, said Booker. Now, Lonergan never denied any of those things and said he wants to wean Americans off Social Security for future generations, not for current recipients, and attacked Booker for being too big government with high taxes and wasteful spending. So here's a four-minute stretch of the debate. The question that begins this exchange is to Booker about the current stalemate in Washington and what he likes about Obamacare. You'll get a bonus issue along the way here regarding Booker's out-of-town travel as mayor. But Booker is asked what he finds worthwhile about the substance of Obamacare.
Mayor Booker, in the political debate over the Affordable Care Act, the actual substance of what the law does is getting lost. What is it that you find worthwhile about Obamacare, or what is it that you find objectionable?
I really appreciate this question because you're absolutely right. Folks are trying to distract people from what really is happening. Right now in New Jersey, there are parents who have children who had, unfortunately, diseases that would have been denied coverage under the old system. There are young people who are being able to stay on their parents' insurance longer. There are people that did not have care, and folks in New Jersey were filing bankruptcy because of bills, now have the security of health coverage. Obamacare needs to be improved. And what we should be doing in Washington is coming together and making the bill better. But we have an extremist group, not all the Republican Party. It's actually the Tea Party fringe, which my opponent represents, that believes that no matter what, we should not move government forward. We should not move the full faith and credit of our nation forward. And in fact, we should shut down our government in a way that hurts people of New Jersey. These are real people's lives. These are folks that are benefiting from having more access to health care. We can improve it, but my opponent is going to make everything wrong with Washington worse.
You know, Mayor, you talk about violent crime being town. Tell that to the families of 702 people shot to death in the streets of your city while you're mayor. While you're parading around California with a bunch of Hollywood elite, 10 days in a row, somebody shot to death in the streets of Newark. What New Jersey needs, sir, is a leader, not a tweeter. We need somebody who's going to be there to govern, who's going to be there to do the job, not be running around the country on speaking tours and getting speaking fees and running around California and Hollywood with a bunch of Hollywood elite. Obamacare is an assault on our liberty. You're going to see 105,000 New Jersey residents lose their bare and essential insurance coverage under Obamacare. Senior citizens are learning they're going to lose their doctors. Retirees are being thrown off their insurance. This bill is an absolute train wreck. And the mayor himself said we need to improve it. Well, if it needs to be improved, why is it being forced down the throats of Americans right now? Why not delay it for a year, like the Republicans have said? Delay it for 1 year and let's get it right. That's a simple request.
I would love to respond. Please understand, he keeps attacking my record to distract him from his extreme views. This guy does not believe in health care, period. He said he would get rid of Medicaid, get rid of Medicare, and believe there should be nothing replaced it. And then he tries to attack my record. Please understand, I have traveled around the country, but when I do, I actually bring back resources for Newark, New Jersey. We set a record with over $400 million of new philanthropy in our city, bringing new developers to our city that are building our first new hotels in 40 years, building our first new office towers, putting hundreds of millions of dollars in our school. So if he continues to misrepresent my record and distract him from his own, the real fact is this person does not believe in any kind of government health care whatsoever. If you're a senior and you're getting Medicaid, Medicare, he doesn't believe in it. And he thinks that people with pre-existing conditions should be able to be at the whim of insurance companies.
Mr. Lonergan,
we can't
go
back to that.
Mr. Lonergan, you look irritated.
Well, I'm listening to the mayor talking about how he's brought all this economic growth to Newark through hundreds of millions of dollars of corporate welfare subsidies, and yet unemployment is still, what, 14.5%? You know, it's outrageously way above the state and national average. The only example of economic growth I can find in Newark is the growth of Cory Booker's bank account. Through the money he raised through his speaking fees as mayor, through the money he raised through his friends at his law firm, to whom he diverted millions of dollars of contracts from Newark agencies, and then they paid him over $680,000 in payoffs or paybacks during his leadership. That's not leadership. That is taking advantage of your position in office to gain your own wealth, and the only person in Newark getting wealthy is Mayor Cory Booker.
Steve Lonergan and Cory Booker in their ABC debate that was recorded Friday and aired yesterday. That also included questioners from Univision and The Record. In fact, that question was asked by Alfred Doblin from The Record. And with me now, and we'll hear a little more from the debate in a minute, is Mike Kelly, columnist for The Record. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to WNYC. Mike, you there?
Can you hear me, Brian?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, great. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Yeah, good to hear your voice again. And now, for anyone interested in a contrast, voters certainly have a choice in this election, don't they?
They sure do. This is I couldn't think of two different styles, two different points of view. They even looked remarkably different, except for the color of their ties. I was just struck by a number of things. Our elements in the debate, Brian. I actually ended up grading it, trying to give it some kind of debating scores. You know, Cory Booker would win this question, Lonergan would win the other, and I graded Booker as winning five questions and Lonergan outright winning three of them. But there were another eight questions or eight points of view that were raised, and I pointed out that Lonergan and Booker scored even on eight of those. And
how'd you score the one we just heard?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. That the part that you just the segment that you just aired, I graded that as an even, and I think both Booker and Lonergan made really salient points for their side and their base, which they hope to will come out in great numbers in the election next week. And I think Booker did his best to portray Lonergan. Certainly he mentioned Tea Party a number of times and Fringe, and I think he got that point across, that Lonergan is definitely coming from that point of view. Lonergan really scored points on Booker's, you know, traveling, and I thought a winning point for Lonergan was the accusation that Booker had received a severance package of around $700,000 from his former law firm, and then in turn gave city contracts or did not oppose city contracts for that law firm for about $2 million. So that is at the very least a questionable decision on the part of Booker's. It could very well be worse. I know Lonergan in the debate called for an investigation of it.
Is Tea Partier an accurate term to use for Steve Lonergan? Booker used it as an insult. I see the conservative magazine National Review has also called him a Tea Party outlier in a deep blue state. So, you know, as I said before the clip, Booker was throwing all this stuff at him about how far he would go, and he never denied any of it. Like, he opposes the very existence of Medicare and Medicaid and the Department of Education and even federal Sandy relief for New Jersey, Booker said, and I didn't hear a denial. Is all that true?
It's partly true. Let's start with the Department of Education. That is very much true. Lonergan even said in the debate he basically wants to take the federal government out of any form of imposing standards or even just guidelines for education. He wants to move education back to the local districts. With regard to Medicare and Medicaid, Lonergan he gives you two points of view on this. He gives you the point of view that he would have never voted for it had he been around in the 60s when these programs were proposed. Yet on the other hand, and he even said this in the debate, he talks about wanting to preserve Medicare and Medicaid for elderly people and people who really need it. So he's really on kind of both sides of the fence on that, which is somewhat of a very conservative point of view. On one hand, they say, well, I would have not liked the program had I been around to, you know, talk about it in the 1960s anyway. But now that we've got it, I want to help elderly people and that sort of thing.
Sandy relief?
Pardon me?
How about Sandy relief?
The Sandy relief is very, very interesting with regard to Lonergan, because he's extremely critical of the federal government coming in and, in his words, bailing out people along the shore. But he doesn't, and again, this is where I think Lonergan it fails. He doesn't really take the next step, which is, well, then what would you do? What would you do with a disaster area that desperately needs help? And I think this is where Lonergan fails. And this is why a guy like Booker has been able to, I think, really do well by talking about his work with Governor Chris Christie, a Republican, obviously, and how the two of them have found common ground, particularly on educational issues
right.
in downtown Newark. Yeah.
So here's another stretch from the debate where they go round specifically on the issue of education and just how much federal program Lonergan would abolish. This is specifically about higher education. And the question here is even more specific. It's whether they would support student aid or loans for Dreamers, college students who are here illegally but grew up in New Jersey after their parents brought them to this country as children. But it became about the programs in general. Lonergan answers first.
I want to see a real end. Wait, people who come to this country and they want to work hard and be part of the country, then we have to give them a federally guaranteed loan to go to college. I don't support that. No, I'm sorry. I want to put an end to this runaway borrowing, this runaway spending, all this free money sloshed around, whether undocumented or a current student. I think we need to start recognizing that the national debt is $16 trillion, that we have a massive budget deficit, that the government printing presses under Barack Obama and Cory Booker's leader are printing money at the rate of $85 billion a month. Talk about extremism, crushing our American economy by destroying the American dollar and bankrupting our future. That's extremism, and it's very, very worse. And that's when we go to Washington, D.C. to fight against.
But specifically, what about those kids that came to this country with their parents when they were probably 2 months old, and they barely speak Spanish, for example? Just to say,
again,
those
Enrique,
specific students.
I don't care what somebody language someone speaks. All people should be treated equally if they're an American citizen. So I'd still like to see an end to all this borrowing and all this spending.
Mr. Booker.
Thank you very much. Enrique, the answer to that question was so obvious because he doesn't believe in Pell Grants and support for American citizens. Think about this for a second. All those families struggling to send their kids to college right now, no support. No loan programs, nothing like the GI Bill, nothing like Pell Grants. Get rid of them because the federal government has no role in that. But he goes further. Not only should the federal government have no role in that, when Sandy aid was coming to our state for incredible, incredible crisis that was created by a hurricane, a superstorm, he said that we shouldn't take federal dollars for that. He said literally that he would have voted against that money. So please understand, in this extreme view of the Tea Party, which my opponent supports, he believes that programs to help our kids with college, infrastructure for our roads and bridges, help in a storm, in a crisis, that we shouldn't take that those resources. So specifically to your question, the answer is yes. There are kids that are in our country that know no other country but America. They've been here since they were babies. They've been educated in our public schools. We have an investment to be made, and those students can actually help build our economy. And so, yes, I believe that should be the case. Pell Grants for our people who are American citizens and support for folks who've been in this country their whole life and know no other nation.
Cory Booker and Steve Lonergan in their first debate with the follow-up question in the middle of that by Enrique Totello of Univision. By the way, they'll debate again Wednesday night. We will have Lonergan here as a guest on Friday, and we're scheduling Booker, too. He'll be on. We just don't have the slot nailed down. Mike Kelly from The Record, our guest, as we talk about the size of government as an issue in the Senate race, issue 11 in our 30 issues in 30 days election sprint. And, Mike, we only have a couple of minutes left. So what would you make of that clip? It was certainly stark in terms of their views of federal spending on higher education.
Oh, sure. And, Brian, there's a deeper issue here, too. And that is their not just view of spending. It's the view of what does government do. Here you had Cory Booker reminding the viewers that of the GI Bill. And here you had Lonergan talking about getting rid of all this, remember the quote, free money sloshed around. I think that was the quote there. That is not just a criticism. That's, in my view, an angry statement. There's something beneath that that I think is really worth exploring. What I think is worth exploring is the sense that too many people, in the view of Lonergan, are taking advantage of, quote, free money, and this is a bad thing for America. I thought Lonergan's best points were lost amid his anger. And I think his most salient point is the fact that the United States federal government has a $16 trillion debt. I would have liked to have seen him explore that more and perhaps tone down the, you know, the sort of remarks about free money and that sort of thing. Because, you know, look, whether you agree with the size of federal government or you don't, our nation had an enormous poverty problem for senior citizens going back to, you know, the early part of the 20th century and even before. And what solved that? What solved it was Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And we also had a major problem of ordinary folks having access to college educations. What was the beginning of the open door for that? The GI Bill. And then it began a whole series of federal loan programs that guaranteed people to take that extra step. Lonergan seems to want to get rid of that, but he doesn't tell us what he wants to do about it.
Mike Kelly from The Record, thank you very much.
Sure, Brian.
And listeners, there you have some analysis and some excerpts from the Booker-Lonergan debate, which was, I don't know, it was kind of a formula for people not seeing it as it was streamed live on Friday afternoon and then it aired Sunday morning. So there's two extended excerpts if you didn't happen to be watching television yesterday morning or at your computer on Friday. We'll continue to cover that race between now and next Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, October 16th is Election Day in that special New Jersey Senate election.